Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is August 22nd, 2009, and this is a oral history interview with Professor Swaraj Bratto Sengupta.
I am Swaraj Bratto Sengupta.
In Kolkata.
Yes.
Thank you. Please, Professor, when were you born and where?
Yes, I was born at a very famous village. Very famous village. The name of the village is Kirti Pasha. In the year 1935. When I was born, I was named Moni. M-A-N-I. My father was a school teacher, he was a headmaster of a school, of a government school. But he had to leave the school because of his participation in the freedom movement that was in the 30s. In fact, he lost his job. It was a government school. And he lost his job. And he was imprisoned and was kept in different jails of Bengal. Dhaka, Bahrampur, and finally his last 6 months was spent in Buxar camp in Odisha, in the border of Odisha and West Bengal, Midnapur. When I was only 5, he was released from jail. I was only 5. He was released from jail. He came to a village and joined a private school as a headmaster. My mother, the name of my father is Rohini Kumar Sengupta. The name of my mother is Sudhira Sengupta. My mother was a social activist. She was the general secretary of Red Cross Society of our district. And she used to distribute milk powders and blankets, warm blankets to the poor people of our village and not only in our village, the adjacent villages too. One day when she was returning home at say about 9 p.m. night, she had to cross a marshland and she was wounded by a very sharp piece of bamboo. Very sharp piece of bamboo. And she got infected. And almost she grew gangrene in her right leg. And she died of tetanus. You know tetanus?
Yes.
She died of tetanus very soon. An interesting incident I'd like to tell you. She once met a tiger while returning home, distributing blankets in a rural outskirt of our village. Very, very solitary outskirt. She was saved by one of our villagers. His name was Kalu. He was a thief by profession, but my mother loved him very much, though he was a thief. Khoje dekhbe Kalu'r kotha. Khojta peyechilo. Khoj uponnas pai. My school days were spent in my village up to class 8 only. After partition, we came to this country. After partition, we came to this country and I was admitted in class 8 in a school, in a North Calcutta school. In a school, now in North Calcutta, Swahajan North Calcutta.
Do you remember the name of the school?
Sharada Charan Aryan Institution. Sharada Charan Aryan Institution. One of my brother-in-law, the husband of my youngest sister. The husband of my youngest sister. She's senior to me. My Didi, you understand Didi?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Elder sister.
She was also a freedom fighter. She was in jail for 14 years. He was in jail for 14 years. My brother-in-law was in jail for 14 years. After his release from jail, after independence, he joined the school as a teacher.
What was his name?
Nirmal Chandra Rai. Nirmal Chandra Rai. You will get his name in the history of freedom movement of our district, written by some people. And it was under his influence. He came in touch with Hemen Roy, the ideas of Hemen Roy, while he was in jail. He was a brilliant student. He passed his B honors in economics while in jail. He passed his MA in economics while in jail. And he was attracted to Hemenroy's ideas while he was in jail, along with some of his friends. In the jail. It was under his influence that while I was a school student, I came under the influence of Roy's ideas. And I used to visit this place while I was a school student.
This Renaissance Publishing House.
Radical Democratic Party. Then it was a party, Radical Democratic Party, founded by Hemen Roy in 1939. I used to visit this hall while I was a student of class 9 or 10. All the ideas of Aurobindo, his philosophical principles, I could not realize. But I had some people here. Many of them are no more. Most of them are no more. Dr. Hari Padar Chattopadhyay, Dr. Jyotirmoy Ghosh from Dhaka, Jyotirmoy Guru Thakurta from Dhaka. We used to come here almost regularly. Yeah. They used to take classes here with young students. One of them is still alive. He is Pijush Kanti Mojumdar. He is now very old and sick. Now we cannot come here. It is very difficult for him to get up upstairs. But he is alive. A few days ago I met him at a function on Amlan Datta. The present governor of West Bengal was the host
for this event on Amlan Datta.
On Amlan Datta, a theme show was arranged there on Amlan Datta.
And his career.
And Gopal Krishna Gandhi was the host.
Amlan Datta and Shivnarayan Ray were active at that time, as young professors.
Very young and energetic. Shivnarayan Ray is more energetic, more dynamic. Amlan Datta is a little timid, but he is intellectually very great. He's very great. Intellectually he's very great. Sometimes I think he's intellectually he's he's matchless in this circle of radical humanists. Sometimes someone may be getting angry. Sometimes I think he's intellectually greater than even Shivnarayan Ray. Don't tell it to anyone. It is recorded here.
It's recorded, but we can extract it if you like.
Sometimes I think it is. Please delete it.
I will. Yeah, no problem.
Sometimes I think that he is intellectually greater than Professor Rinne. Please delete this portion. Don't tell it to anyone. It is my opinion, personal opinion. Shivnarayan Ray's area of study is far, far larger. It's very large. And his tenacity, his commitment to Roy, his honesty of purpose, his his world of acquaintances are no doubt larger than Amlan Datta. It almost in every university, you are taught almost in almost famous universities of Europe and America and Asia.
So when you were a student, you were in class 10 and you were coming here, would you say that this was one of the main centers for your education?
Yes. My political or philosophical education started here. Mm.
Where did you live? You said your parents came here after partition. So where did your parents settle in Kolkata?
Yes, in a rented house in North Calcutta.
Do you remember the street or the address? Or the
73 Beniatola Street. Beniatola Street. Beniatola Street.
And you would come to this
I used to come here from my schools, from my college, and from this university.
You would travel by bus?
Yes. No. From the university here.
Yes.
My college was not far away, not very far.
Hmm.
Bangawashi College, not very far.
Hmm.
I come here walking.
Hmm.
I used to come here walking.
Hmm.
The university is very adjacent.
Hmm.
You have seen the university.
Calcutta University. Yes. So you, when did you matriculate and college? When did you enter your college?
That was in the year 1954.
And did you know at that point that you would become a linguist and a literature and an aesthetic scholar, or
yes,
did this happen later? Now, what was that development?
Yes. This is my personal, absolutely my personal interest in sociolinguistics. It is not included in my course.
Mm.
He's my student.
Mm.
And she's an MA of this university.
Mm.
She knows that sociolinguistics is not included in any of the syllabi of Calcutta University.
Mm.
It is not included. It is my personal interest. I had wandered to as many as 300 villages in West Bengal in the district of Murshidabad, Malda, Bakura, Medinipur, and so on.
During which period?
After I entered as a lecturer in a college in the district of Murshidabad.
So after you finished at Calcutta University,
yes,
you began lecturing. What was the name of the college? What was the college? What was the name?
The name of the college is SS College. SS College, Giyagaj Murshidabad.
Mm.
My first college. Then I joined the government colleges in West Bengal, and I had to be transferred from college to college.
Hmm.
My first college was, my last college was this one, Presidency College.
Hmm.
She was a student of mine in this college.
When did you begin teaching at Presidency College?
1976, I think. I left Chandanagar College in the year 1982, I joined this college.
Hmm.
1982-83, I joined this college. I was transferred to this college from another government college at Chandanagar in the district of Hooghly. Chandanagar is a very beautiful town.
Mm.
Have you gone there?
Not yet, but I want to, because of its great history as well.
Chandanagar is a very, very beautiful town. It was a famous town. Even during British rule, even during the long period of British rule, Chandanagar and Pondicherry was ruled by the French government.
What was the college there again that you were at?
Duplay College was its name.
Duplay College
was its name. Even during the British rule, there were some pockets of French imperialists, one at Pondicherry and another at Chandanagar. These two only. And the Portuguese have three pockets: Goa, Daman, Diu. Goa, Daman, Diu. The Portuguese.
I noticed in your
while I had been in that college, SS College Jiyagan, Hyderabad, I completed my PhD thesis. The subject was very interesting: the role of the working people in the evolution, in the evolution of language, the role of the working people in the evolution of the language. The working people has a great role to play in development of language. The working people cannot, the working man, a laborer cannot pronounce a word correctly because he is so busy with his work, he cannot pronounce a word correctly and properly. Imagine a man is working with a spade in the field. Imagine a man, a laborer is working, a farmer is working with his spade in the field, but with his plow in the field. He's so busy with his work that he cannot, if you ask him, what is the name of this village? What is the name of the village? If the name of the village is Panihati, he cannot pronounce the word properly and correctly. He will mispronounce it. He will reply, Paniti. And this Paniti became Spaniti in Tagore's book. It becomes Paniti. Thus, Basmedia becomes Basmedia. Have I been able to explain the point?
Yes.
A working man, a laborer, while he is in work, while he is engaged in his work, cannot respond to your question properly and correctly. That was the central point of my thesis.
And when you were writing your dissertation, which sounds fascinating and actually quite new, who were the major influences for you at that time? Of course, what I've read in your...
It was my experience while I live in these villages.
How about someone like Durjati Prasad Mukherjee?
Yes.
Were there others at the time that were, if all of the young students were reading or finding, are there others that you might recall?
He was a very sophisticated intellectual. I admire him. I admire his scholarship, his power of pain as a novelist and as an essayist. But he is more or less sophisticated. He is not with the downtrodden people of our country. Never. He never came to the ground. He never came to the ground to face a common man. Never.
Who are the other scholars who were your friends or who had learned from you who were doing this kind of work, beginning to do this kind of work with
you? I don't know any of my friends, any of my colleagues, or any of my student friends have worked in this line. I don't know. I think no. I did this work with utmost sincerity to prove a measure of reality, of language, of the evolution of language, the working people, the role of the working people in this development of language. And I wrote a book in Bengali. After I submitted my thesis in English.
And you submitted it here to Calcutta University.
Yes.
Who was your professor at Calcutta University, your advisor?
Yes, there were some reputed professors then. Professor Dr. Shashi Bhushan Dasgupta, who is no more. Professor Narayan Gangopadhyay, a novelist and a short story writer, who was my very respected teacher. He loved very much. Narayan Gangopadhyay, who is no more. One of my teachers was a linguist, was a man of language, linguist, philologist, I think. No, he's not a linguist, he's a philologist. Dr. Sukumar Sen was my teacher. Sukumar Bandhabhattai. Though he was the head of the department of Bengali in this university, he was originally a teacher of English. He was a professor of English in his university. He was a government college teacher. Then he joined his university as a professor of English. But he, I don't know why, he came to the department of Bengali as his head. And he wrote so many books in Bengali. On Bengali novels, he has a very great large book, History of Bengali Novels. His only mention, his only book to be mentioned in English is Romantic Period in English Literature, Shelley, Keats and Byron. This was the only book in English. And this was his PhD thesis. Romantic Period, Romantic Traits, Shelley, Keats, Byron. But he came to teach Bengali in the Department of Bengali. I left that college at Diagonja and joined the government colleges. Government college service. And I taught in as many as three or four government colleges, and finally my last college is this, President's College.
Did you maintain a close connection with the Roy?
Yes,
group?
Yes. I was always in this connection. I used to write in the Radical Humanist. I used to contribute to Radical Humanist. I used to subscribe to his journal, Radical Humanist. And I used to read his books published from here. And I used to take, even I used to take classes with my young friends. And I used, here I must admit that I was greatly and largely influenced and enriched by Professor Sridhar.
Even though he was away for quite some time, wasn't he? He was abroad.
Only for a few years.
For a few years.
Eight to ten years. He was away from Calcutta, Melbourne, for eight years. I think 8 or 9 years. I have been enriched by his writings, by his lectures, by his books. But I must admit that originally all my Thank you. understanding of life and society, understanding of man and his life, man and his religion, and understanding of this world has been built up by Emin Roy and his ideas. Even Signal and Rally is an offshoot. He has his originality, no doubt. He had his originality. But even then, I must say that he was a product of, a grand product, no doubt, a grand product, a very bright product of Emin Roy and his ideas.
And so when you were beginning your teaching or engaged in your teaching, what would you say were the main points or themes that you tried most concertedly to communicate to your students? Was it the Royist idea of universality of man?
No. There is a course of study. In the honors classes, there is this syllabus. And in the MA classes, there is a syllabus. I used to take MA classes here in this college. I regret to say that I was confined to the syllabus, to the course of. I had to teach as I was asked by university to teach. My university asked me to teach this, and I did. I teach those, I taught them those things. A novel, a book of essays, a collection of essays, a few poems, or say literary forms, and so on. I had no freedom to talk to them of Roy and his ideas.
And your research? How did your research, your studies, your writing? How did that?
That is quite different. It is not related to their study. Before I joined this college, while I was at Chandranagar College, I submitted my D.Litt thesis. My D.Litt thesis was on symbolic forms, symbolic philosophy of symbolic forms, symbolism. And that has been printed in a book. This is my book.
Surrealism.
No.
Surrealism is the problem.
This is my D.Litt thesis.
And so this signs and symbols,
art and language
was the research you did at Chandranagar.
While I was in Chandranagar, I completed this thesis, my D.Litt thesis, and I submitted it. And I was awarded the D.Litt.
That's your doctor of literature. So your major interests have been initially
social linguistics
within the of workers and of village people and their influence on language.
There are some areas in West Bengal where the people speak in languages, in their own languages, very much distinct from our sophisticated Bengali language. They have their own vocabularies, they have their own rules of syntax, they have their own idioms and proverbs. Very interesting. They have their own idioms and proverbs, and I have collected all of them, and I worked on them.
How did you in your career bring together on one side European learning and education, European scholarship, and then on the other side, very rooted Bengali scholarship, which is focused, for example, on village life or on villagers or on Bengali that is not metropolitan Bengali. How did you, because one might say these are somewhat different projects.
Yes, yes.
How did you marry them?
It is very difficult to manage. But one portion of my life, one part of my life is very much involved in this house, with the radical humanist movement.
Which was very internationalist.
Yes. And one part of my life is very much attached to the rural people of West Bengal. I am loved by them. I love them and I am loved by them. If you go with me to villages of Murshidabad, you will find that some 100 people are with me, are following me. I am loved by them and I love them too. That is another part of my life.
So this is not
my intellectual life, not my scholarly life. Just a very, very different life. Even my friends here do not know that I spent a long 3 months with the people of, with the rural people of, called Chai people of Murshidabad. I lived with them, I shared their meals. I used to go to sleep on their blankets, on their beds, and I used to live with them.
So in these rural communities, what was the experience of Muslim Bengalis?
Most of them are Muslims. The Chai people of Murshidabad are Muslims. Most of them are Muslims. But then they do not practice religion very rigidly. They have their own folk songs. They have their own way of life, their culture, their rites and rituals. But they are not very rigid in their practice of religion. Even many of them do not attend any mosque. The Chai people of Islam.
So when you go to the villages, when you go to the countryside, you are also crossing in some ways the so-called community divide. You're crossing the Hindu-Muslim divide.
Yes, yes.
And what has been your relationship to Hindu-Muslim relations?
The relationship was very, very, very affectionate, very, very friendly. I have so many students, Muslim students in the district of Murshidabad. One of my students come here regularly, Najimuddin Sheikh. He's one of my students. He's a member of our association. He's an executive member of the association. He's a Muslim, but he's very liberal, very progressive. He's not at all rigid in his religious practices. He's most liberal. I found most of the Muslim people in Murshidabad, many of them are very liberal, very flexible. They're not rigid at all.
Last question, so I don't overstay my time with you. You became a professor in this very, very challenging moment of history. Post-independence,
partition,
and so forth. Now, in that context, how did you feel about what your role as a teacher was? What did you feel it was? You had a greater responsibility?
Those days were very difficult for us. Very difficult. I had to pass very difficult days after partition. Very difficult days. But yet, I had the belief. I had the belief. I had the determination that I shall overcome with my commitment to myself, commitment to my brothers and sisters, commitment to my parents. My parents were no more. Hello, thank you.
What kind of difficulties did you mean? You said it was very difficult.
Financial difficulties.
Financial difficulties.
Then we had to leave our home. How to maintain my study, how to have my daily meals.
That basic.
Yes. But I have three younger brothers. My elder brother, only my elder brother was in a job. Only my elder brother was in a job in a college at Jamshedpur, Bihar. He was the only earning member in our family when he came to this country, when he came to this country. And he had to burden all of us. He had to take burden of all of us. And he did that. And one of my sisters, elder sisters, who was a teacher here in the school, also did much, helped much. He had helped me much to be what I am today.
Thank you very much, Professor Sengupta, for your time.